Welcome everyone to the Health Ranger Show. My name is Mike Adams. I'm your host, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and I've got a great guest for you today, someone whose work you may be familiar with if you know anything about live foods, or as it's sometimes called, raw foods, but he's also an expert on ending depression, overcoming diabetes, and many other areas. His name, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and he's with me in the studio today. Thanks for joining me, Gabriel.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate the good work you're doing in this world.
Very much the same message to you as well. What you are doing, we're going to talk about it today on this show, your latest project. It's having a phenomenal impact already. I just talked to one of your clients who has technically already reversed diabetes based on the numbers, even though he's only begun his journey.
It's 2 weeks into it.
2 weeks in, and he no longer has high blood sugar. But let me set the stage for those listening. You're an author of many books. But your most recent one is called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. You're also the founder of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Southern Arizona. The website for that is www.treeoflife.nu, as in New University, so people can learn about you there. You're a legend in this industry, Gabriel. People come to you to learn about foods, to adopt this lifestyle. Why did you decide to write a book on diabetes?
It kind of happened. I've been working on diabetes for about 30 years. We've been healing it for 30 years. Not really a new idea. Max Gerson in 1920 healed Albert Schweitzer of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, with live food. So it's not really a new idea. So we have to put it in perspective. Then we did a movie, or not I did a movie, but we had a movie taking place here, which is called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes. And it was, we took McDonald's type people. These are people who are really had significant diabetes, had no clue about live foods, no clue about the lifestyle.
And they're just eating junk foods.
Right, and we just wanted to see what would happen. And we got really phenomenal results. What I mean by phenomenal results is one person who was absolutely diagnosed type 1 diabetic.
He was taking insulin.
He was taking 15 units of insulin, taking oral hypoglycemics. He had an onset of diabetes when he was a teenager. So it's probably viral. And his blood sugar went to 1,200. He was hospitalized. He had all the rapid onset symptoms. And then we further tested him for what we call GAD, which is the antibodies against the beta cells of the pancreas, which make insulin. Well, if you're 3.4 or higher, that's about 90% of the people who are type 1. And he was like in the 8s.
Oh,
it was very, very high. So we're pretty much documenting he had type 1.
Yeah, well, how did he not go into a coma with blood sugar of 1,200?
Well, I guess he did. That's why he ended up in the hospital.
Oh, I see. Because I've never heard of anyone with a number that high.
Right. So he had the rapid onset from acute inflammatory situation, probably from viral. And within 2 weeks, his blood sugar went to normal. Normal in our terms is 86 or less.
And this was 2 weeks on your live foods.
Right.
Diet
only
and
just live foods,
here.
Right.
That's all it was.
And some herbs.
Some herbs.
Okay.
Sure.
And he was healed. He was off insulin in 4 days. And in 2 weeks, basically, his blood sugar hit 73, which is fantastic.
Yes, yes.
2 years later, he remains off insulin, which is wonderful.
Right.
And he's healed of diabetes, type 1 diabetes.
And
his glycosylated hemoglobin, which is a measure of it, went from 11.8, which is extremely high, to 6, which is normal. Wow.
And this is not an isolated case. You've worked with many patients here, type 2 diabetics predominantly, correct?
Type 2, we're looking at 95% of the people coming in. Now, we had one guy who was very overweight and on about 21 different medications. His blood sugars were in the high 300s. He was on heart medication. He was high blood pressure medication and a variety of other medications. He was about ready to get his foot amputated because he had ulcers, he couldn't feel his foot, couldn't feel his scrotum. He had slight dementia as a result, which is very common with diabetes. It's twice as common with diabetes. And by the end of the 4 weeks, his blood sugar had hit 88, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And all his values went to normal. He lost about 32 pounds.
Over how much time?
Just 4 weeks.
Wow.
So we're pretty impressed. And then the other people had dramatic drops. You know, people running, one lady came in at 400, and when she left, her blood sugar was 109. So and dramatic, dramatic.
I looked at your research, too, and I also want to point out that not only did the blood sugar drop, but it stabilized.
That's right.
So it wasn't just up and down and it sometimes low ranges. It was really stable.
Exactly. And the LDL, low density lipoproteins, went from pathogenic ranges of around 140 to on the average of 82, which is totally normal.
And so
it was pretty exciting.
Is this then all of this knowledge and this process, is that what's in the book, There Is
right.
a Cure for Diabetes?
Right. So what happened is I thought maybe it's time to write a book on this.
Sure.
I wasn't planning to actually, but it's like I better make a point, because this is diabetes. Is there's 246 million people in the world with diabetes. One person dies of diabetes every 10 seconds. Like, this is a big problem,
yeah.
Right? And the people lose about 10 to 19 years off their life because diabetes is an accelerated aging process. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we began looking at it's like, oh, what are we going to do? And the book became a good way to express it. We just took the first 11 people we did this with, and results speak for themselves, but we have a different program. We start with a week fast, which we have to regulate. So we want to highlight this is very, very important. If you're on insulin or oral hypoglycemics, you need medical supervision to come off, because we're this is a jet plane. Okay, we're using jet fuel, and you got to be trained as a jet pilot. So you really have to pay attention and need medical supervision. If you're not on any medications, you can do this on your own.
Oh, okay.
So we want to make the difference here, because you lose, if your blood sugar drops too much, you can't think so clearly. You need that input. So we do a week of fasting, and all the type 2s are off insulin, occasionally the type 1, as we mentioned. And then the second week, we deal with their habits, the mental work for their habits, and which we call the zero point. And the third week, we train them so they can go home and make their own live foods to stay on the diet.
So it's a three-week program. They come here to Arizona.
Yeah.
They experience this. By the time they leave, even usually just a few days into the program, their blood sugar is already stabilized. But then you give them the skills and the knowledge that they can take home and use on an ongoing
basis. That's right,
basis.
Because the ongoing is what accounts. What we're talking about in a deeper way is the transition from the culture of death to the culture of life.
Yes.
In the same way that global warming is a symptom of the culture of death, diabetes and 246 million people is a symptom of the culture of death. What are we saying? We're talking about a lifestyle that's based on junk food, pharmaceuticals, a lifestyle in which you are eating to try to feed an empty soul. And, mm-hmm. and there's never enough food for an empty soul. So we bring the spirit in, we bring all these things in, and then they move into the culture of life, which is living, better living through better living, rather than better living through chemistry. So that's a huge shift. Well, that takes some time. That really just takes some time. So we have a year follow-up in our program. We have the nurse checking on them twice a month to encourage them. We have groups set up around the country that they can join, and then they also tune in to our program called Live with Gabriel, where spiritual and diabetic questions are addressed. Actually, we have a special sub-program for them and therefore they're getting lots and lots of support to make that transition psychologically, primarily,
right,
from the culture of death to the culture of life. So that's what we're looking at. We consider diabetes a crime against wisdom.
I'm really glad you put all this information in the book, Gabriel, and I want to make sure people have access to it. It's called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. I love the title. People can find that right now on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or on your website.
Really, any bookstore.
Any bookstore.
It's distributed by Random House.
Okay, Random House book. Now, we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to ask you about your position on diabetes versus conventional medicine, which says there is no cure for diabetes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Gabriel Cousins and an answer to that question right here on the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I hope you are enjoying this dialogue with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, the founder of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, a place where people come from all over the world to experience a three-week healing retreat, and they're overcoming diabetes. Yes, diabetes, both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, a disease that conventional medicine says is incurable. But people are walking out of here all the time cured of this disease. Now, before the break, Gabriel, I asked you that question. How come you think conventional medicine still says there's no cure for diabetes, but yet you're seeing it every day? You're seeing people cured of this condition.
There's a really fun Sufi story about Sheikh Nasruddin. And Sheikh is looking very intensely under a place where there's some light. And they say, Sheikh, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for my keys. So they're, you know, everybody joins in looking for the keys. And, you know, 40 minutes later, says, Sheikh, your keys are not here. He says, of course they're not here. They're over there, but it's too dark over there.
Right.
If you look in the wrong place, you get the wrong answers. And the way modern medicine approaches diabetes, they're looking in the wrong place, so they're going to get the wrong answers. So the truth is, in their direct experience, there is no cure for diabetes. That's the truth, okay? The diets they're prescribing, the approach that they're having, there is no cure.
But outside of that...
Well, but first we have to validate their perception.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, we're looking in the right place. And this is not some great new idea that Gabriel thought up, okay? As I said, Max Gerson was doing it in the 20s. We've been doing it for 30 years. In terms of type 2, we're looking at 90 to 95% reversal, meaning normal blood values for an extended period of time.
19 out of 20 people.
Right. Right. And then for type 1, it's sporadic.
Uh-huh.
We haven't been able to sort out who's going to heal or who isn't. Okay. Why is this working? What are we doing that says there is a cure for diabetes? So that title's exactly the opposite. We have figured out what is needed to reverse diabetes in a short time. Now, what is needed is we have to upgrade the genetic expression. And Live Foods does that. That's it. That's the answer in a nutshell. Now, why do we do it in 3 weeks? Why don't we take 3 months or 4 months? Well, a lot of people who are diabetic are very discouraged because they're told there's no cure. So why should I bother? When we, in that movie that we had, the people were very discouraged. They had blood sugars in the 300s, the 400s. They were on insulin. They were on this. They were failing this management. So if we can do this in 3 weeks, they get a very, very clear gut message. Well, I'm healed, or I can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
They get very encouraged. So that's what is really happening. Now, the second part of it is by upgrading the genetic expression, we are turning on the anti-aging genes, the anti-inflammatory genes, the anti-cancer, antioxidant, and that's what the research shows, but also the anti-diabetic genes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're opening that. The second thing we do is no sugar. The research is extraordinarily clear. The main cause of diabetes is the introduction of white sugar into a society. And they call it the 20-year rule. 20 years after white sugar, right, white flour introduced, you get an outbreak of diabetes.
Well, Gabriel, I received an email directly from the Corn Refiners Association of America that told me that's not true. They said high fructose corn syrup has no correlation to diabetes. Of course, I had a good laugh when they sent me that. And that's the Corn Refiners Association. They say, you know, high fructose corn syrup is from wholesome corn grown by small, you know, small farmers, small family farms. What do you have against refined sugars and high fructose corn syrup?
I have nothing against it, except the research is very, very clear. 20 years later, you get this onset of diabetes. Now, fructose is another problem, because fructose does not really give you the feeling that you're full.
Uh-huh.
So we have had, once the high fructose is introduced, we have a great increase in obesity, which is related, again, to diabetes.
Yes.
The other problem is that the fructose seems to cause more inflammation in the glia cells of the brain, and it's more related to the glycosylated proteins, which is the main cause for the aging and for the side effects that we see in diabetes, which are significant. So, and that also has to do with fruit. We do not recommend even fruit when you're in the healing phases of diabetes, because you still get fructose, and fructose will more actively cause glycosylation. That's the hardcore research.
Your process has stages. The first stage is purely vegetable juices, correct?
We call our phase one diet. No sugar, green, sea vegetables, nuts and seeds. That's it.
And then fruits are only brought in later stages.
What?
In
3 months, as all goes well, everybody's fine, okay, then we'll introduce phase 1.5, which is the low glycemic fruits, cherries, berries, citrus.
Mm-hmm.
And that works fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but first they have to heal.
Right.
Okay, you wear a cast on when you break your leg, you wear a cast. You're healed, then you take the cast off. So they can have that. We never go back to high glycemic foods. We will stay away from the fructose and so forth. Now, the second important thing is cooked animal fats and meat. And what people don't understand, which is important to get, is a pound of hamburger will increase your insulin response equal to a pound of sugar. It's called the insulin index.
That goes counter to what a lot of people are being taught out there. They're saying that
right.
Protein is low glycemic and stabilizing, and Only sugar spikes the insulin.
That's right. And what we're seeing, and that research is in the book, is the insulin index is spiked by dairy and by meat. What we're also seeing, and that research is in there too, is that actually plant-based protein decreases insulin resistance, where animal-based protein increases insulin resistance, which is the precursor of diabetes.
So it's not just a discussion about macronutrients, protein versus carbs.
Right.
I mean, that's what I love about your work, Gabriel, that it's about the source, plant versus animal, and also live versus dead or pasteurized.
Right.
Your formula is live, plant-based nutrition.
Absolutely. And we will, once they're healed, we then say you can go to 80% live, and then you can add beans and greens, because that time you're already stabilized. And that's also the diet that a lot of Native Americans used before white sugar, white flour, and stuff was introduced, and they didn't have diabetes.
Now, the American Diabetes Association, by the way, I checked their website before this interview, and they still claim there is no cure for diabetes. They also say that diabetics can eat all the ice cream and sodas and sugar that they want as long as they control it with medication.
Right. That's why we call looking in the wrong place. And what they're saying is actually true, but it isn't true when you understand that diabetes is a accelerated aging process. The more sugar you put in, the more glycosylated protein you get, which speeds up the aging process, and the sorbitol that's increased. So that's what we're looking at. Now,
sorry, we're going to go to a break here real quick,
okay.
Gabriel. You're listening to an interview with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, author of a book called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. Stay with me here on the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. Thanks for listening. You're learning a lot here about diabetes. Did you know there is a cure for diabetes? That's the title of a book authored by Dr. Gabriel Cousins, an expert in helping people overcome chronic degenerative conditions, including diabetes, at his facility. It's called the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center. It's in Southern Arizona. You can find that online at www.treeoflife.nu. So it's not .com, it's .nu, as in New University. And I'm here today in the studio with Dr. Cousins. We're talking about how he has helped people heal themselves of type 2 and type 1 diabetes. Now, I know you've worked with a lot of clients here so far, and on the break you were talking about your plans to take this on a much larger scale. How many hundred people do you need in order to convince conventional medicine that you can actually make this work?
First, we want to kind of validate the fact that we're not even on the radar. We have a pilot study. We have about 20 people who have been extremely successful with a very high success rate. To make a real statement as a scientist, we need probably a minimum of 100 people. We have applied for grants. Hopefully, we will be getting soon. So we're doing 300 people here and 100 people in Israel.
Okay.
So we have a center. Now, there's a few other pieces. What we're going to do in Israel is, for reasons we're not sure of, the Arab world has a very high rate of diabetes, 32% in Bahrain, 26% in Saudi Arabia, and about 26% of the Arabs living in Israel. So we're going to include them in the study, so with 100, so we can get some clarity what's going on. So the point is, when you come in with 400 people and you've monitored them and you've shown these real results, then it's much harder to deny in any kind of way.
Absolutely. But yeah. Do you think that the conventional medicine peer-reviewed medical journals would even publish a study like the Journal of Nutrition, for example? Mm-hmm. I mean, this should be their number one story, in my opinion. Do you think they would look at the study?
It depends. See, it doesn't matter because we're going public with the results.
Ah, okay. Good for you.
We don't really care what the journals think, because that's all monitored stuff. Certainly, we will submit a formal study with its results. Certainly we will do that. But, we're talking, this has to go to the public because that's where they hear it. The second thing I think in the overall picture is that it is an epidemic. It's a pandemic. And they even have a World Health Organization Day now or United Nations Day for Diabetes. But they don't have a clue what's going on, but
right.
It's so serious. The projection is it's already running between 7 and 13% of the total world health money spent on health. That's
incredible.
Huge. That's
yes.
Huge. So we're talking about $400 billion in the next 10 to 20 years.
Why is there so much resistance to this idea that this disease can be so easily reversed? As you mentioned, people have been overcoming this kind of condition for thousands of years. People have been fasting and eating raw foods for thousands of years. How come only recently, in the last 100 years of modern medicine, have we turned away from the obvious answers?
It's the Sheikh Nasruddin story again.
Yes.
Okay. Better living through chemistry. We can control. Take as much sugar as you want, much dairy, whatever you want. Just take more insulin.
Right.
Okay. Not understanding that diabetes is a chronic degenerative accelerated aging process, which is made worse by the excess sugar and dairy and actually meat. So that's what we're talking about. So that's really the issue. It's a perception thing, and it is changing, and it will change more when we come out with our study, which is going to take a few years, but we're patient because it's something that needs to happen.
What's involved for an individual who wants to overcome diabetes? Let's say they have type 2 diabetes right now and they're on insulin. Mm-hmm. They're hearing this interview. They're intrigued. They want to pick up your book. There is a cure for diabetes. That's the title. What do they actually have to commit to do in order to overcome type 2 diabetes? I mean, obviously, it's more than taking a pill.
So what we're talking about is commit to the change from the culture of death lifestyle to the culture of life. That's a big change. It takes time. It takes a year, 2 years, whatever. They have to be committed to get started. What we can give them in 21 days, particularly for type 2s, where we're having such a high success rate, is indeed a very substantial improvement, if not direct healing within 21 days. Healing means your blood sugar is normal, and by 3 weeks, 3 months, everything is in order. All your blood studies, all your glycosylated hemoglobin are at 6. Okay, so that's what we can do. But what does it take? It takes being a hero.
Ah.
Okay, and that's why we're speaking actually to the 1%. We're not speaking to the 100%. We know that people psychologically aren't ready. What we are offering, however, is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
See, the choice is you know now that you can do this if you want. And then you have to say, I'm not sure I want to do that, and I accept the responsibility.
Right.
And I'll just go with, insulin control, and I eat as much sugar and whatever. But the other people who want to choose that 1%, which is still a lot of people, can make the choice for life. And we have choices. What we encourage people is to be informed and knowing you can make a choice. So we are speaking to the 1%, but what is 1%? Well, there's about 75 million pre-diabetic and diabetics in the U.S. alone. That's 750,000 people. That's what 1% is. 2% is 1.5 million people. That's a lot
of
people.
A lot of people.
So when people start making the choices and getting the results at mass levels, then everything shifts.
Well, I've had this conversation with many diabetics. Sometimes people ask me my opinion on these things. And I explain to them the anti-diabetic lifestyle, because I used to be pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have said to me, okay, I understand what you're saying, but I don't want to give up my Big Macs. I'd rather live a life where I have diabetes and I can still eat the Big Macs and I can still eat the cake with the icing, because they like the icing. The hydrogenated oils and refined sugar, you can't beat that, huh? And, you know, they're making a conscious decision, Gabriel, in a way that I think shocks both of us, to say, I understand I have a choice, but I still want to stay diseased as long as I can have the drive-through at McDonald's. I don't understand that. Do you? I mean, I honor
sure,
it.
Well, sure,
I don't judge
sure.
them for it, but
people
I don't
like
it.
Their comfort zone. And what we're asking people is to move out of their comfort zone into a wonderful life of joy, peace, and longevity where you're fully energetic and empowered. People don't get it until they really experience it. What happens in the 21 days? They really do experience,
yes.
Wow, I feel really good. I feel really happy. I can't believe how good this is. And that's what we saw in the movie. There's a resistance and then uphill.
Yeah.
People felt that. Why? Because their minds get cleared. The inflammation in the brain goes down. The arteries begin to clear out. All these things begin to happen. 75% of people with diabetes die of heart disease, okay? 3 times higher rate of depression with diabetes. 3 times higher. Well, if you're depressed, you're not feeling something, it's like, forget it. Don't take off all my comfort, you know? And this is where I get into, there's never enough food for the hungry soul, because people are feeling empty and they can fill themselves with ice cream or, you know, Mac burgers or whatever they choose and get a temporary relief. And we're saying, hey, let's feed your soul and move into the culture of life where you can have longevity, well-being, reverse all the symptoms, because that's what we see happen in a really short time, and really enjoy your life. Enjoy the pleasure of being alive.
I want to ask you about exercise and how that fits into your formula here and how important you think that is. But we are going to go to a break here. Again, let me give people the information where they can find your book entitled There Is a Cure for Diabetes. It's called The Tree of Life 21 Day Plus Program. It's by Dr. Gabriel Cousins. He's also the author of Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine, which has many delicious recipes for incorporating these live foods into your life. You can find his book at bookstores everywhere, and you can learn more about his Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center online at www.treeoflife.nu. So check that out online and stay with us here on the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're live in the studio today with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, author of There Is a Cure for Diabetes. And if that title sounds surprising to you, then you need to listen up, because this disease can be reversed, and it is being reversed right now. Many people are experiencing it. I've experienced it myself, and Dr. Cousins is teaching people how to reverse this disease at his healing retreat in southern Arizona called the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center. Now, Gabriel, what has the response been to this, the release of this book so far? You must be getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, feedback's been all really good, which is really interesting. The controversy came up a little bit about the type 1, and just the other day, somebody from a diabetes magazine says, I have diabetes, I can't control it, but I can't believe, and I believe what you're saying about the type 2, but I can't believe the type 1 must have been a mistake. And we write back and say, no, it wasn't really a mistake. We've documented it completely. That's about it. We really haven't had any significant negative responses. It's been very positive, very, very positive. In a way, the psyche of America does understand that, and certainly the people who are listening really do understand that in some way, that what's being offered doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. And if you can reverse it in 21 days, what are we talking about it being incurable? None of that makes any sense.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about in the overall picture. Now, there are other things that are part of the lifestyle of life, culture of life.
Yeah, I asked you about exercise
is really important. It drops your insulin resistance. So what is insulin resistance? It means that your body actually has to put out more insulin to get the same effect, actually about four times more. Okay, and then eventually the pancreas burns out, scars down, and then you're a type 2 person who needs insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have that in mind just so we understand that. So insulin resistance is really what starts the aging process.
So your diet actually reverses the insulin resistance at the
right.
same time that it supports the pancreas. So it's really working.
Yeah.
It's not just one chemical approach like you get from a pharmaceutical. This
right.
is a multi-layered approach that respects the body's ability to activate its own healing response.
Right, and that's why exercise will decrease your insulin resistance by 30%. Stopping coffee, you need 3 units of insulin for 1 cup of coffee.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, taking away sugar, cooked animal fat, meat, significantly improves the condition. Also, getting out the heavy metals. Yeah, the heavy metals block the insulin, but also mercury actually destroys the beta cells of the pancreas. So we're looking at mercury accumulation.
Right.
Arsenic creates hormonal imbalances that are detrimental. So we have heavy metals, we have pesticides, herbicides, all that has to be cleaned up. People need to go organic to give it. And then the average person with diabetes has about 50% of the enzymes they need for digestion and for best bodily function. And almost all of them are deficient in magnesium, potassium, chromium, that kind of thing. So we give a lot of mineral supplementation to build it. Vanadium is another one, and manganese. So we have to bring that up. So those are all things. The other thing we see is that people watch TV more than 19 hours a week, have 150% more diabetes.
Oh, okay.
So we don't really recommend people spend a lot of time watching TV. What does that imply? We don't know what it implies. Does it mean sitting around? Does it mean eating junk food while you're watching TV? We don't know. We just know that if it's 19 hours a week, you got 150%, you know, onset of type 2 diabetes. So those are kind of lifestyle factors that make a really big difference. But exercise is very important. Cigarettes, again, 20 to 30% increase in insulin resistance. So those are things. There's another thing that's important, and this is a little bit more with men, is that men's testosterone goes down and starting age 50 often. And it's like an andropause. And what they found is that when you give the testosterone supplement in different ways, we'll give herbs to the men, you actually decrease insulin resistance significantly, and even if you're on insulin, that insulin need will go down. Mm. So it's kind of really interesting. It's a total lifestyle experience, going back into raising the spirit, you know, activating the soul, helping people deal with depression. If you have depression, heavy depression before, somewhere between, depending on the study, 64% to 82% of the people that had heavy depression before will develop diabetes. Another thing is sleep. Sleep is very important. There's 100 million Americans who are sleep deprived. And sleep deprivation increases your rate of depression for up to 40 times, which is very significant.
Yes.
But it also causes significant imbalances in the endocrine system, increasing rates of hypoglycemia and diabetes. And there have been linkages, but not the exact percentages of how it is. So these are all things that really make a person healthy, bring them into the culture of life, and decrease insulin resistance, which is the precursor of diabetes.
With so many people being impacted by this culture of death, or the dead foods lifestyle, the processed foods, and with diabetes being such an epidemic in our society today, and the tremendous cost that places on society, what do you think, what kind of future could we create if the solutions that are in your book, There Is a Cure for Diabetes, if those were widely applied to the population at large? What kind of future could we create for our children, for our society? What would be different?
Okay, let's just talk about how it's looking now. Right now in Texas, 1 out of 2 kids that are born will have diabetes. If you're a Caucasian, you got a 1 in 3 chance. If you're Native American, Latino, or African American, you're running 1 out of 2 right now. And as they said in the Boston Globe, forget the bicycles, just wheel out the wheelchairs. Okay? So what we're talking about is, it used to be about 4% of children had type 2 diabetes. It's now 25%. Okay? That means you get that 15 years later, you're starting to get all the degenerative processes. You're in your mid-20s, and you can't function. Not so great. That's the future. In Ohio and Arkansas, 75% of the new cases of children under 10 with diabetes is type 2. So not a good scene. We're looking at 100% of the people, 100% increase in the Central Americas of diabetes.
Yes.
So what's our plan? Our plan, actually, we do have a plan. Once we do our 300 or 400 people, we get good results. We'll see, but we got to get good results with good follow-up and so forth. Then we go, okay, then we go on to another level, which is we begin taking this program and bringing out the Native American communities, which we've already got, you know.
Oh, I love that idea.
You see, and down to South America, like Panama, different places.
Yes.
And all you need is a doctor to monitor people initially, and people will understand an indigenous diet. It's the healthy diet. We get them off the white sugar, white flour, you know, the heavy meat thing.
Get them off the American foods.
That's right. That's right. So our plan then is to satellite support based on our theory, so we can go all over the world to do this. I mean, all over the world. I would think if I were living in Saudi Arabia, but 26% of my people have diabetes, I would want to do a program. So we're gonna go all over. But first, we have to get this data, and then we go out and decentralize. So let's take it down to the point. What we'll call the bindi of the whole thing. Healing diabetes is an act of loving yourself and loving the planet. And it's a choice that you make to bring health and healing to not only yourself, your family, and the whole planet, because it means we're returning to a culture of life which is a natural way of living. We're eating organic, natural, whole foods that are highly mineralized, high in water, low in sugar, and are individualized to your choice, including also exercise, not taking toxins in, and minimizing the planetary pollution which has contributed. We put that all together, we'll go back to the bottom line. It's loving yourself and loving your planet, and the courage to love yourself and love the planet and everyone else on it. And that's really the essence of what we're talking about. It means moving from the culture of death at a planetary level to a culture of life on the planetary level. So it's quite exciting where we're going.
Yes, I love the idea of how everything is intertwined. When you heal yourself, you help heal your community, your nation, your world. You help heal nature, because this lifestyle is also an eco-friendly lifestyle in many ways.
Yes, in 100% of the ways, it's eco-friendly. Organic, live, whole foods, not you know, protecting the ecology so you're not filled with toxins and mercury and pesticides. It's a whole lifestyle that brings a natural way.
If you're intrigued by this message, maybe you have diabetes or you've been given that label, or someone you know has been given that label and you'd like to give them some new options, check this out. Treeoflife.nu online. Again, the website is www.treeoflife.nu. Check into this. You may want to consider coming here and being part of this 3-week transformation experience. Many people have gone through this program. They've succeeded in overcoming type 2 diabetes. And you can start by doing your research. Pick up the book. It's called There Is a Cure for Diabetes by Dr. Gabriel Cousins, MD. And thank you for sharing your time with us today, Gabriel. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much for the good work that you are doing and will continue to do on this planet.
Thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Health Ranger Show. And until we talk again, take care of your health. Be good. Talk to you again soon.